All right, another episode. How are you feeling today?
Feeling fantastic and looking forward to getting stuck in.
Yeah. Awesome. So in our first episode slash last episode, we introduced ourselves. We shared the journey behind Adonis Media. We talked about the challenges that shaped us and the gap that we saw in the marketing industry, and why the Adonis Effect is all about driving real transformation for businesses. We also set the stage for the listeners for what's to come with our podcast, the insights, strategies, and just real talk on marketing. So if you missed that, go check it out. This week, we're starting from the start, what every single business needs to have implemented into their strategy before they do any sort of marketing. And that is your vision, mission, and core values. So without any business, without a clear strategy and a clear vision, mission, and core values is like a ship without a compass. It may move, but it has no clear direction. So, just defining what a vision, mission, and core values are, your vision is the ultimate goal, the future that you're working towards, and it helps keep your team aligned and motivated to reach that goal as well.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the vision is the first thing that everyone starting a business or is in business should really hone in on. And the reason for that is, as you've mentioned, is it helps for provide alignment between the of where everyone needs to be heading, and that needs to be the same direction, right? And like the analogy you were saying there about the ship without a compass sort of thing. I mean, obviously, if you don't have a clear destination, you're just going to end up meandering. I mean, you will move, but you'll end up somewhere, just not where you want to be. So the vision really sets out the big why. Why, where, and why we exist, I suppose, and where we are heading.
And I think a really good example of a good business vision is Tesla's vision, which is to create the most compelling car company of the 21st century by driving the world's transition to electric vehicles. And I think that just shows exactly everything they stand for. And you can see that as well as a consumer, that is their vision and where their whole team is headed.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, it's not obviously just the electrical vehicles either, right? I mean, obviously, I mean, even over here in Australia, you can get Tesla batteries for storing energy, which comes from the sun through the solar panels. So they've really embodied the whole vision, and
Of
I mean, that's
electric,
obviously helped align the company and where it wants to go in the future as well. So it's a perfect example.
100%. And then moving on to the vision. So the vision is the how. What does your business do every day to reach that vision? This plays a role in the decision making and creating a strategy as well, because somebody could come along and say, you need to do Facebook ads. But, if that's not included into your overall vision, then, you just park that to the side.
That's right. So we're talking about now about the mission, and really the mission is how we go about supporting that vision, and what is it that we're going to do to actually get to the vision of what we've defined as being a vision, I suppose. And I mean, our own vision is to be the trusted partner for businesses seeking innovative, tailored solutions, creating a future where technology empowers organizations to thrive in an ever-evolving environment. And really, I mean, we're a growth agency. We provide marketing and sales and technology solutions to help businesses do exactly that. And our vision is to be the trusted partner worldwide, right? And it's fantastic, of course, that we are in the UK and we're here in Australia. And the way that we deliver on that vision is we deliver strategic insight services and solutions that enhance our clients' business capabilities and drives our financial success. So we're a growth agency. We're all about, helping the client grow through our services and solutions and enhancing their business capabilities. And we do a lot of that through technology, optimizing things, streamlining operations and all that kind of stuff. And that's how we as an organization go about the how or the mission in order to meet our vision.
And I think another great mission statement is Nike's mission statement, which is to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. And I think that just sets out the full tone of how their business, plays out and everything that's integrated into their marketing as well.
Well, that's correct. I mean, when you think about, what their mission is to bring inspiration and innovation, that's where they're focusing their whole effort, right? And that's how they actually that's their how, if you like, to their to bring their vision to life. It's not about the actual product like the trainers and the clothing, because they're almost secondary to the brand. So, and that's why it's that's again why it's really important to make sure that you've got your vision and your mission set out to help push the business in that sort of a direction.
100%.
If you look at our mission, for instance, so we've already discussed our vision, and the way that we push our mission is to deliver strategic insights, services, and solutions that enhance our clients' business capabilities and to drive their financial success. And that's essentially what we're all about, right? So that's our how to our why of how we actually do what how we actually do what we do in order to get to the why.
And lastly is the core values. So core values are the principles that define your company, how your company operates. It's the values and the company culture and brand perspective that people have of you. And I think as well, like your core values aren't just you as, a CEO or even the staff as well. It's the customers that you have as well, because you want your customers to have the same values that you do. And you want your customers to feel those values as well. And that obviously will help you reach your vision through your mission as well.
That's exactly right. And again, this is why we encourage our clients to put their vision, mission, and core values on the website. And if anybody's interested, they can go to our website, go to the About page, and you can see our vision, mission, and core values there. Now, that I mean, one of the biggest reasons, as I've always said to you, Chloe, is the reason we put our core values on there is because we want to attract people like us. People that have those, so those that share
Same
those same
values.
values, because that's important to us. So we want that to be important to other people. And what you'll generally find is people that align with their core values actually work better together and can help each other
Help each other,
get to the objective or the vision, if you like, of what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, because you bounce off each other as well, and when you have the same values, you tend to have the same mission and same vision to, reach that goal.
That's correct, definitely, 100%.
So a lot of businesses I find actually don't understand how important a vision, mission, and core values are and how they help shape a business strategy. And how they help the strategy is through brand positioning, internal alignment, your marketing and messaging, and ultimately your growth and long-term success. Do you want to nip into each little bit there? We'll start off with brand positioning.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the whole point of brand positioning is where you see your business, your core service or product, and where you're actually positioning that within your category. So if you take, for instance, a good example of this would be, a Maserati versus a Ford Fiesta. The Ford Fiesta is going for, they're positioning that as a a valuable a car of value, I suppose, which gets you from A to B, right? But it's not too expensive, so it probably reaches a certain type of demographic,
And probably a
like.
larger demographic as well.
That's correct, yeah. So that's how that's kind of positioned in the market. Maybe, if we had a chart here, we could, and the chart kind of went like this. We could probably see it down at the bottom left, where it's reaching a larger part of the market. It's of a much lower investment value, but still does exactly the same thing as, say, a Maserati, which is, something that's maybe a bit more higher market value, if you like, and it's positioned as such as well, which is why, if you're sitting watching the TV, you'll maybe see a Ford or a Kia or something like that on the TV, because that's the demographic they're looking for. Whereas a Maserati, Ferrari, and things like that, you generally don't, because maybe, though, I think the insinuation there is those kind of people are not sitting around watching TV. But that's kind of where what brand positioning is, where you position your business within the market.
Yeah.
And
And
that's
then,
really.
oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to finish there and say, and that's really important, because where you position yourself in the market will really depend on the internal alignment, how people feel about the product they're creating. It actually has an effect on the brand messaging as well, and how you actually get the values of these particular products to market. And of course, that all then pushes on to the long-term growth and success of that particular brand.
Yeah. And that's exactly what Lamborghini said when someone asked why don't you do TV ads? And they said, well, our demo like our target audience isn't sitting around watching TV, they're out doing this, doing that, doing the next thing, making money pretty much. And that's their demographic that they target.
Yeah, I mean, if you take it, even Apple and Microsoft is the same thing. They're targeted at different groups within society, if you
Yeah.
like. Microsoft is probably more about kind of productivity and maybe business-like type things,
Yeah.
whereas Apple's more about,
Lifestyle.
lifestyle. It used to be about young hipsters and that kind of stuff. People that appreciate good quality products that indifferently just work.
Yeah. And going on to the next one, internal alignment, I don't think a lot of people realize this as well, but having that defined vision, mission, and core values improves your decision making and company culture because it aligns everybody in the company to the same goal. And when you're hiring new people as well, it's a lot easier to distinguish between people you want in your company and people you don't want in your company because you have those shared core values.
Yeah, that's 100%. I mean, there's not much else I can add to that, Chloe, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, internal alignment is super important for long-term growth and success. And this is, again, this goes back to the reason why you need to have these, the vision and the mission and the core values defined. Even if you're a one-man band, you should still take the time to set the vision, set the mission, because it actually will help you align yourself with where you want your
You,
business to
yeah.
go, so that you don't deviate and jump on the bandwagon of something else, and keep that one thing, the one thing, if you like.
Yeah. And then going on to the next bit is marketing and messaging. So having those vision, mission, core values allow your marketing campaigns to be cohesive and allows your branding to be authentic as well. Lets customers know that your company, doesn't just live by what every man and the dog does. And it shows that, you value specific things within your business as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, really, when you get down to the message, I mean, the messaging will come through, the brand positioning, who the ideal buyer persona is, or their ideal customer profile, And that message is kind of defined by that. But generally, when the messaging goes out, it needs to adhere to things like the core values. Does my messaging actually contribute to us actually meeting the vision? Is it geared towards us actually heading towards our vision, etc., etc.? So it's hugely important to make sure that everything is aligned, which includes your messaging.
And then going on to the last bit, we've already spoke on this, but having all those outlined also allow your company to be more resilient in times of crisis, which obviously benefits in your long-term success and growth, both generating income and just in those hardships, allows you to make quick decision making, as we've already mentioned, to get through those hard times.
Yeah, 100%. And again, it's about making sure that you're setting the business up for scalable success and sustainability as well, and setting that foundation on a solid surface, if you like. So just making sure that you've got the vision, the mission, the core values defined. It does help with pretty much everything else in the business, kind of rolling down from the top. Making sure that everyone is heading towards the same goals.
And I think real world examples are the best way to see how a vision, mission, and core values directly impact a company's success or failure.
Yeah.
So in this segment, we'll be exploring how leading brands have used these foundational principles to guide their strategy and how losing sight of them can sort of lead to serious consequences. So to start off with, Apple are very vision driven, with
Yeah.
their innovation and customer experience. So as we already mentioned, Apple's mission is to bring best user experience to customers through innovation, hardware, software, and services. And it's very evident in everything that they do. Like it has shaped them, who they are, how they do things, from their sleek product designs to their intuitive software and premium customer service, and the experience you get when you go into an Apple store. Like it is more of a high end compared to, maybe going into a normal tech store.
Yeah.
Apple really do prioritize simplicity, ease of use, cutting edge innovation on all their products, ensuring that it aligns with their mission to enhance user experience. They also don't just sell products, they sell an experience. And that's something that we just spoke on earlier, is you're not here to, whether you're trying to sell coffee, you're not just selling coffee to somebody. Like you can get coffee anywhere, really. A successful coffee business will sell an experience. When you come in, are you greeted? Are you, welcomed to come here? Is the coffee good? If is it a good coffee? How long was the wait time that you had to wait for that coffee? When they brought it out, did they say, have a great day? This all these little things add into a customer's experience with your business. And when you focus, marketing on emotions, storytelling, lifestyle branding, rather than just my coffee tastes yummy, like, yeah. How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel expensive? Does it make you feel happy? All these sort of stuff play a huge part into marketing and ultimately business growth.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, as you know, I absolutely love Apple products. We have pretty much everything Apple has kind of created, and I get excited every time I see an Apple store. And I really need to try and stop going in there. And I can always remember way back in the day when I first started in business, one of my business friends said to me, this was when I was still using Microsoft. And back in the day when it was Windows XP and Windows 98 and things, you had to we had to format the hard drive 500 times a week just to get it to actually continue to work. And it was actually a nightmare, and I spent more time trying to solve problems with the software than I was actually working. And it was him that actually said to me one day is, once you go Mac, you never go back. And I must say that's exactly what happened. And I would, I mean, I'm an avid Apple supporter, and I'll probably never go anywhere else, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I'm the exact same. I think from what, when I was about 14, I think I had my first Apple iPod and I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And then since then, I've just been ingrained in, living with Apple products the rest of my life and having an iMac and an iPhone and a watch. And yeah,
Oh, and that's
I don't think I could ever go with Samsung. I use
it.
some of my friend's Samsungs, and I'm like, oh crap, how the hell do you use this?
That's probably just because you're not used to using it. But the thing is, their mission kind of creates that consistency, which helps Apple. Has helped Apple become one of the world's most valuable brands, right? And they're always delivering high quality, user friendly technology. And to be honest, Apple's never strayed away from that core belief, and I think that's why people still continue to be diehard Apple Mac or Apple people to this day, including myself.
I'm the same. Going on to the next bit. So, how do you, for the viewers watching, how do you actually define or refine your own vision, mission, and core values? So, a well-defined vision, mission, and core value serves, as we've said, the actual foundation for a strong business strategy. So, to craft or refine them, you need to ask the right questions, avoid common mistakes, and ensure they're embedded in daily operations. So, a few questions to ask yourself for your vision would be, where are we headed? So, where do you want your business to be in 5, 10, or 20 years? What impact do we want to have on our industry, customers, and the world? If we can achieve anything, what would it be? What would success look like if there was no
Yeah,
limitations?
100%. And the thing is, I would actually go back to say, the vision is the most definitely a long-term goal or plan. As that's where definitely where we're heading. I suppose that the years that you focus on, I'd probably say 5 years was too short.
Yeah, I'd probably do 1, 3, 1, 3, 5, I think, and then I'd think about your long term as well. Like, if you want to sell the business, how many years do you actually want to sell the business within? And then that way you can make an actionable plan to achieve that.
That's right. I mean, arguably, I would say 5 years was probably too short for a vision. I would say probably 10, 20 years. But again, it depends on the business itself. There's people that have started a business 1 year, make it a huge success, especially in software and SaaS, software as a service, and it's sold the next year, etc., etc. Or you've got a business like HubSpot, for instance, which has been going for the best part of what, probably 20 years, is it? Valued at X billion, and you'll probably find that their vision has always remained the same, and it's just having that long-term view. And by the way, I mean, having being able to set a vision is hugely important, because in this day and age, where young people and being in a society where people expect things right away, expect success right away, being able to actually sit down and define your vision as something big,
Questions to ask yourself when you're creating your mission would be, what do we do and how do we do it? So, what problems do we solve and for who? How do we deliver value to our customers every day? What makes us different from our competitors? And what do we want to be known for right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole thing about solving a problem for an actual for whom has been something that's always been in the back of my mind because we've worked with so many different industries. One of the things that most people say is you need to niche down, and that's probably true. And whereby if you kind of niche down into a single category, if you like, then you can dominate that category and then start to move out into different industries and things. So it's really good to try and understand what it is you're solving and who it is you're solving that for. How you deliver customers every day? Well, that's probably dependent on what it is that you're actually solving and how you go about solving that. Being different from your customers is all about making sure that you differentiate your business from other competitors in that category. Because you'll find that, and we see this all the time with our clients, whereby they look at their competitors to see what their competitors are doing, even though it doesn't necessarily mean that their competitors are doing the things that they should be doing, and they try and copy them, rather than actually looking at their vision, looking at their mission. Understanding, who the problems to solve, who to solve it for, and actually working from there. And that's why having the mission and things defined can really help push the business forward.
So some common mistakes that we see quite a lot with your vision, mission, core values, is being too vague and generic. So, having your vision as to be the best company in our industry, that's too vague. There's no goal really there.
That's right.
Focusing on the short-term goals instead of the long-term vision, that's a lot of that's we see that in a lot of companies where, they have that at the start, they have that long-term goal and they're like, yeah, this is awesome, this is going to be great. And then, they might have a little short period and then they go, oh no, like we want to do this ourselves. And then, they just start looking at those short visions. Another big mistake to avoid is creating a vision that doesn't inspire employees or customers. I think this is a huge one when it comes to like having your vision. Because if it doesn't inspire your employees, they're not gonna, put in the most amount of effort into their work. They tend to just, look at the clock and go, okay, it's 5 o'clock, let's go.
Oh, that's right. I think you really need to have a vision which inspires everyone in the organization. It's not just about having a vision for the sake of having a vision. People like to be working towards something that's bigger than themselves, and that's exactly what the vision helps do.
Some more common mistakes to avoid is making it too long or complex. Keep it simple and clear. Focusing on what you sell rather than the value you create. That's a big one. Writing it once and never revisiting again as your business evolves. Your business is always evolving, so your vision and your mission and sometimes your core values, sometimes they'll stay the same, all need to change to reach for you to reach those goals. As your business evolves.
Yeah, 100%. Again, I mean, the vision really should be something that's long term. That should be something that they're always heading towards. I mean, I'm not specifically saying that, that's once it's written, there's nothing else you can do about it. That's what you chose. Because let's face it, buyer behavior changes, it evolves. The society changes, that continually evolves, the way people think changes and evolves. So everything needs to evolve. So I mean, revisiting these, every so often is always good anyway to help give you that clear direction, especially when you're writing strategy.
Some core value ones is choosing generic values like integrity and excellence without defining what they actually mean in action for your business.
That's right.
I think having integrity and excellence is great ones to have, but if they don't actually align with your business, and you're just putting them in there to look fancy or whatever, with no actual meaning behind it. Yeah, let's not do that. listing too many values. I think stick to the three to five ones that truly define your business and what you feel resonates with you and your business. And also not leading by example. Values should be reflected in leadership and company policies. And if they're not, then what's the point in having them?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, partly, let me go over our core values, because our first core value is excellence, right? And we pursue excellence in everything that we do, and it's anchored in trust, respect, honesty, and integrity. I'm a big believer that if you're going to do something, you need to do it right the first time, so you're not continually repeating yourself. So it's hugely important to make sure that your core values that you choose are actually something which resonates with you and should resonate with your customers. I mean, our second core value, we've actually got six core values. Our second core value is innovation, and I mean that comes from my continual want to innovate, especially with software and how software can how we can create solutions to solve common complex problems for our clients. And really, if you look at the way everything's kind of moving in that direction of automation and AI and that kind of thing, that's been that's about being at the forefront of innovation there. And that's why we like to challenge conventions and seek the creative solutions to these complex challenges that every business has. Our next core value is collaboration. That's obviously because we need to collaborate and provide informed strategic advice to our clients. I mean, that's a given, right? I mean, that needs to be part of a show, or it should be part of the whole ethos of the company. And because of what we do as well, we always like to make sure that we're accountable for what we do. We want to try, or we do help our clients drive revenue, and we need to be accountable for that. So when we are spending our clients' money on ads or campaigns, we always remain accountable for the work that we do in order to help drive that revenue. Our fifth core value is impact. We're all about making sure that we're providing impact back to the clients. It's not just about creating campaigns for the sake of creating campaigns. And through our talent, passion, and hard work, we like to deliver solutions that inspire customer success. So it's about making a big impact for not just Adonis, but our clients and the team that help us deliver that impact. One of my favorite ones is continuous learning, especially in marketing and sales, with trends and marketing always evolving and buyer behavior. It's absolutely imperative that we are always learning, and not just the core strategies which have been there since day dot, but the new things that's coming into alignment with businesses, as in what's happening now. Continuous learning for our team to make sure we're always delivering the best possible service and solutions for our customers. And again, that hooks back into innovation, excellence and collaboration, accountability, and then impact. So everything, our core values, for instance, is quite clear, and it's what we work towards.
Completely agree. So, how to integrate them into your daily business operations? As we've already mentioned, communicate it externally to attract customers and partners who resonate with your vision. Have that on your website, on your flyers. Anything else that you have that you share that so you bring the people in that resonate with that is amazing. Also sharing it internally with your team. Even doing different, what do you call it? It's going out my head. Different tasks and whatnot with your employees to understand what their personal core values are as well, because each person has different strengths and they can strengthen the business further. Ensure your marketing messaging align with the vision. Again, training employees and regularly refining as your business evolves. I think you should always hire based on values and the principles rather than just, hiring anybody. Obviously, hiring anybody doesn't work and you will notice that very quickly. But if you all have shared values and principles, then you reach the common goal easier.
Yeah, and I
And I
must
think,
say, sorry, Chloe. I mean, I must say that is hugely important when you're employing people, because if you take a bowl of fruit, for instance, and you've got one bad apple in there, that can actually affect the other apples within that bowl. So making sure that people have shared values, they understand the vision, that they're excited about that. Will make life so much easier, especially for the C-suite and the team around them. The last thing you want is someone that's not aligned within the business. So it's imperative that the values that are shared. And again, this is why you create these things, right?
I think this is something I'm huge on with managing the bar is recognizing and rewarding behaviors when it also reflects your company values, but also, when your team are doing amazing work or they're doing that bit extra or they've had a hard week and even just getting through the week, like reward those little small things. Obviously, don't sit there and go, yeah, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing, you're amazing every 2 seconds, but give them those rewards and small little gifts here and there for birthdays and anniversaries. I think that really pushes employees to do better and be better and also feel recognized as well and appreciated within the company.
And
That's
valued.
something, something that I'm really big on with our employees.
Yeah, fantastic, definitely.
All right, we've come to the end of the episode. Is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Not much. I mean, I suppose, just to reiterate that defining a vision, a mission, and core values are absolutely imperative to the future growth and scalability of the business. I mean, obviously, they need to be good. Each business needs to be good at what they're actually delivering. But I'm absolutely 100% sold on the idea that if you do have a vision, mission, and core values defined, that will help you position your brand. It will help you with your market message. It will help you with aligned internal team members. It'll help you get aligned with your customers, and you'll attract just good people overall in all aspects of the business. So, and it'll just make life so much easier.
Yeah, 100%. And for all the listeners, if your business does feel directionless or inconsistent, start by refining these fundamentals because when your foundation is strong, your strategy just becomes unstoppable and you will start moving in that direction of your goal.
Yeah, awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. We hope you enjoyed the episode and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.